Violent protests continue in the streets of Peru with more deaths and injuries. In Andahuaylas, an explosive went off, wounding at least 15 police officers. In Lima, 5,000 police have been deployed to contain the protests. Police say they've been authorized to use rubber pellets. Peru's defense minister says the armed forces will take control of key infrastructure like airports, highways, hydroelectric plants in light of protests. 8 southern regions are now in a state of emergency. President Dina Boluarte pleaded with demonstrators to stop the violence.
I call on you to ask the social bases to calm down the violence. We Peruvians don't deserve these deaths, this situation of chaos. Peruvians do not deserve it.
Boluarte has formed a crisis committee. The defense and interior ministers have been tasked to hold talks with demonstrators. But many protesters say they won't stop demonstrating until former President Pedro Castillo is freed.
We want freedom for President Castillo, not Mrs. Boluarte. She has stolen the presidency.
For now, Castillo will remain under arrest. A judge denied his appeal to be freed.
The support for Pedro Castillo has gone beyond Peru's borders. The left-wing presidents of Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, and Bolivia have said that he is a victim of harassment and he was legitimately elected.
The foreign ministry has responded, saying Castillo was ousted for attempting to dissolve Congress illegally. These protesters want Castillo freed and are calling for general elections now. President Boluarte has committed to bring them forward to 2024. But for now, she's pleading for calm. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.